live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are further calls on management at Letterkenny University Hospital to provide more clarity on how money acquired through car parking charges is being spent. Meanwhile, the National Patient Experience Survey has revealed that 86% of patients at the hospital had a positive experience. Letterkenny has secured €1 million from a special government regeneration fund to revitalise the town and promote enterprise. And police in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following the murder of a man in the city over the weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there's been widespread condemnation following an arson attack on the Cashamara Hotel in Moville. The reception area of the hotel, which is to be used to accommodate 100 asylum seekers next month, was badly affected by the fire in the early hours of yesterday morning. The owner of the premises was also injured during the incident, but has since been released from hospital. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan says the attack was a despicable act and is appealing to anyone who may have any information to come forward. Meanwhile, in also condemning the attack, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says investigations are already underway into threats made against the family since the hotel was designated a direct provision centre.
I'm calling on the person or persons responsible to stop their actions. There had also been threats made against the family that St Garda Síochána are investigating. So all of this has to stop. They do not speak for the people of Moville or Donegal. And we need to now in every way condemn what's happened here.
It is quite unfortunate, is it not, that while the majority of Moville and indeed the Inishowen Peninsula are going to welcome these 100 asylum seekers coming to the county, that thread in the community who oppose it is still there?
Well, I think it's very important to separate out the significant number of people in the Moville area who've been treated very badly here by the Department of Justice, who were not consulted with, who were not respected in this process. And it's happened in different parts of the country. Moville is just the latest community to be treated this way. So there are the legitimate concerns. I was at the public meeting in Glencrow Hall. It was a huge number of people, and the vast majority of people who expressed concerns had legitimate concerns. They were measured. They were real. So you must distinguish between that group of people in Moville who have real concerns from the handful of thugs who are responsible for issuing threats or this arson attack. The two totally different things.
Donegal County Council's draft capital programme was extensively debated today, with members from all municipal districts outlining projects and priorities which they do not believe are being sufficiently prioritised. Planned expenditure over the next 3 years is almost €418 million. Donal Kavanagh has more.
According to the draft capital budget presented to members today, Donegal County Council will spend almost €418 million over the 3 years between 2019 and 2021. In his report to members, CEO Seamus Neely outlined a number of priorities for 2019, including building 138 housing units, acquiring another 76 through turnkey, and a further 30 through the Social Housing Investment Programme. Advancement on the 10T project on the N13, N14 and N15 is also projected, as is progression on the N56 and continued investment in piers and harbours. In terms of funding, Mr Neely said, as well as pursuing all possible funding streams from government department and national agencies, the council will continue to maximise available EU funding. He stressed the council will also seek to ensure that matching funds will be available to ensure all possibilities can be secured. In his submission to members, Acting Head of Finance Richard Gibson said funding would be an issue and stressed all figures were estimates and projects would only proceed when complete funding packages are available.
The British Prime Minister says the Brexit withdrawal agreement allows the UK to take back control over its affairs. Theresa May has been speaking in the House of Commons, hoping to convince MPs to back her plan agreed in Brussels at the weekend. At the moment, she doesn't have the required numbers to get it approved. The UK leader says the deal has to contain the backstop that assures no border in the north.
There is no alternative deal that honours our commitments to Northern Ireland, which does not involve this insurance policy. and the EU would not have agreed any future partnership without it. Put simply, there is no deal that comes without a backstop, and without a backstop, there is no deal.
86% of patients at Letterkenny University Hospital said they had a positive experience, which is above the national average of 84%. The results of the 2018 National Patient Experience Survey, however, revealed that improvement was needed in several areas. Some patients said they were not always able to understand answers from doctors and that they did not always have confidence and trust in the staff that treated them. Director of the survey is Rachel Flynn.
We can see from the survey results that once you're in hospital, the care is good, but the problem areas are around getting into the hospital, so the access area, and also when you're going home, having enough information when you're going home. So nationally, we saw that the 27 hospitals that have an emergency department, they did not meet their target around that a patient needs to be admitted within a 6-hour time frame. And we also found that even 12% waited over a 24-hour period nationally. And we know from research that long waiting times can have a negative consequences for people's health. So it's very, very important that, you know, that area is addressed. And of course, it's not just, I suppose, a hospital issue. It's a system-wide problem, and we need to address it with better integrated care in the community, better liaison between the private GP and the public hospital. We learned that patients want more information on the side effects of medication when they're going home. They want to know about the danger signals to look out after being discharged from the hospital. They want information on how to manage their condition after discharge from hospital. And also, when nurses and doctors are planning their discharge, they want to take into account the consideration of the home and family situation. So we know from the survey that this is what patients are saying.
Meanwhile, there are further calls on management at Letterkenny University Hospital to provide more clarity over car parking charges. It comes as a new report recommends that car parking charges nationwide be capped at €10 per day. The report commissioned by the Health Minister also says that hospitals should be required to introduce flexible charging systems for families and friends of patients who are frequent visitors. This has led to calls on management at the hospital to provide urgent clarity as to where the money acquired from parking charges is being spent. Councillor Kieran Brogan says more accountability is needed.
Call them on the managers of the hospital and the management to come clean and tell people exactly what's happening at the hospital with the care parking charges, because it's an issue that has been long ongoing, and I think the people deserve to know exactly how much is coming in every year, exactly where is the money going, and what is the benefit to the general public in having a company like Eurocare Parks. And to the people on the ground, I have to say this, who's only doing their job, the people on the ground will be most accommodating in the second of A&E and on the other side in the care park where family are going to visit patients or outpatients and stuff like that. But I think we just need more accountability from the management of the hospital, and that's what I'm calling for through yourselves here now.
Police in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following the murder of a man in the city over the weekend. A 35-year-old woman and a 51-year-old man were arrested in connection with the murder after the body of a young man was found in an alleyway on Craigan Street at around 2:45 yesterday morning. They both remain in police custody at this time. Journalist Ian McDermott has been following the developments. He was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
Most people are totally abhorred by what happened and shocked that it could happen in an area that is a very quiet, settled area. It's very residential. There's a children's play park nearby and football pitch and stuff. And it's just an area that has but nobody expects this to happen in their own area. So there's been a lot of shock in the area, a lot of people very upset. I think the police have 48 hours to question, and then they can seek an extension. They can come to court and ask for an extension to question them longer if they feel it necessary, and the judge, they normally do give permission. So there's no rush on the police. The very least they have to wait for is the post-mortem results before they can decide what line of inquiry directly to follow. Mm-hmm. So I would say that these people, if we're talking court appearances, it would probably be Wednesday.
22 children and young people in care or known to the child protection system died last year. The annual report of the National Review Panel shows the number is a 4% decrease on 2016. Reports were published in relation to 13 deceased children. They show some social work departments were under serious pressure due to high referral rates and staff shortages, and that troubled young people require better services to meet addiction, sexual health and mental health needs. They also highlighted the profound effect of parental drug use on parenting, including the impact on maternal drug use in pregnancy. Letterkenny has secured €1 million from a special government regeneration fund to revitalise the town and promote enterprise. The funding will go towards creating a master plan to improve the town centre, housing, public transport, create jobs and enterprise, and modernise the overall environment of the town. The Urban Regeneration and Development Fund is one of four funds established under the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027. Donegal Minister Joe McHugh says more funding for the plan will be forthcoming, but this is a good start.
We will be putting together a plan that will incorporate proper sustainable transportation for within the town, but also looking at the regeneration of the urban elements of the town and basically tying in the old part of the town to the new part of the town. So this is an opportunity to put a proper comprehensive plan together for Letterkenny, and I would like to acknowledge my colleague Owen Murphy in this regard to bring on board what the council have proposed here.
And obviously this plan will be quite extensive. This funding initially is for the master plan. We can expect more funding for these plans to come to fruition in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah, this will be a rolling budget. In fact, February, as soon as February 2019, there will be an opportunity for further funding, and there will be a number of components. I mentioned sustainable transport in recognition of the environmental issues and also the carbon footprint challenges, but we will also be looking at economic units as well for business and the growth of business, and it will have to tie into the wider elements of the new the four-lane road from Letterkenny to Lifford and also the Bunagee bypass. So it's acknowledging a city region, the Letterkenny, Derry, Strabane region, but specifically it's looking at the growth of Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Education Minister Joe McHugh has also announced today that 176 primary schools in Donegal are to benefit from a share of the €29 million Minor Works Grant. All identified schools will receive a flat rate Minor Works Grant of €5,500 plus €18.50 per mainstream pupil and €74 per special needs pupil attending a special school or special class. Funding will go toward infrastructural improvements or the purchasing of furniture and equipment for educational use, including IT-related equipment.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. With great offers in the Cyber Monday sale, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. New Republic of Ireland under-21 manager Stephen Kenny says there's no issue with him waiting in the wings to take the senior job from Mick McCarthy. The former Dundalk and Derry City boss will be in his new role for less than 2 years as he then takes up the senior reins in August of 2020. And Kenny insists there's no problems in taking over from a potentially successful McCarthy.
If Mick gets Ireland to the Euros and performs well, I'll be absolutely delighted. It's a great scenario to have because you're taking over a team, playing with confidence. It's great for Mick because it'd be a massive achievement for him and to do that again. And, you know, his stock will be absolutely really high, and it'd be great for him and great for the country.
In a brief statement, Dundalk wished Kenny the very best in his new role and thanked him for the amazing success achieved during his tenure at Oriel Park. And Kenny says he has a very important part to play now in Irish football, right up to 2020.
You know, my role is to assist and support all of the other managers and to nurture and develop and help inspire the new generation of Irish players for the future. Of Irish football, and I think that's a very exciting period for everyone.
Elsewhere on the soccer front, there's been another departure from Dundalk today. Striker Ronan Murray has left the Oriel Park club to join Sligo Rovers. Murray signed a 2-year deal at the showgrounds. Meanwhile, Regan Donnellan and Kyle Callum McFadden are the latest players to commit to Sligo for another season. Remelton man McFadden signed with Rovers in December 2016, having returned from the United States after a season with Orlando City. Another Republic of Ireland striker, Preston, is facing a spell out with a hamstring injury. Callum Robinson could miss the next 3 months as he may require surgery to rectify the issue. Robinson suffered the injury in Saturday's 4-1 win over Blackburn last week as Preston teammate Shawnee Maguire was ruled out until the new year with a similar problem. And two of the Premier League's bottom six will meet at Turf Moor tonight. Burnley entertain Newcastle, and that one is due to kick off at 8 o'clock this evening. To rugby, Andy Farrell is the best man to build on Joe Smith's legacy. That is the view of Ireland's high performance director, David Nushafora. The rugby league legend will become the Irish head coach when Smith steps down after next year's World Cup in Japan. Farrell has been working under Smith since 2016. Anusha Forrest says he will provide the ideal transition.
We're in an enviable position to be able to appoint from within to go forward. The massive amount of work that's been done by Joe and the other coaches and other people within the system, we get the opportunity to build on that now going forward and be reasonably seamless in how we approach the 4 years after the 2019 Rugby World Cup.
Highlands rugby correspondent Alec McDonald was speaking on this morning's 9 till noon show, and he says the move for Farrell would have been influenced by Smith.
I think it would be naive to think that the IRFU establishment, when it came to picking the next coach, would not have been in the ear of Joe Smith quite a lot. And I would have imagined that Andy Farrell's CV as regards what Joe Smith would have said about him would have been very, very impressive. He's known as a quiet man very much. You see him there watching the games, and there's very little reaction from him. And I think, you know, that it's a tremendous achievement for him, and I think it's something that Irish rugby will benefit from, and hopefully he will keep the game going.
Confirmation this afternoon that Anne-Marie McGlynn is part of the 39-member Irish team which will compete at the European Cross Country Athletics Championships in Tilburg. The Letterkenny AC athlete took a brilliant silver medal in Sunday's National Championships, which were held at Abbottstown in Dublin. Ciara McGeehan and Kevin Dunney will lead the women's and men's sides following their respective ones at the event on Sunday. They'll lead their teams of six to the Netherlands on Sunday, December the 9th. City of Derry Spartan runner Fintan Stewart has also been named on an Irish team. He will be involved in the men's under-20 event. And finally, in Gaelic games, Tyrone manager Mickey Hart is set to recall a number of former players to his squad as he seeks to add extra attacking flair to his challenge for honours in 2019. Darren McCurry, Kyle Cooney and Shane McGuigan are all poised to revive their careers with a return to the Red Hand setup and could feature in next month's Dr McKenna Cup campaign. All three were back in the county fold at the weekend as Hart held trials, which also featured a number of young prospects who have impressed in the club scene in the past 12 months. McCurry opted out of the squad last March, citing work commitments, and missed out on the team's run to the All-Ireland final. While our bow pair, Cooney and McGuigan, have been away from the inter-county scene for some time, and neither has played for the Red Hands since 2015. That's it, Michaela. We'll have more sport here in Highland tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council has been told there is a need for joined-up thinking when it comes to policy on signage and posters. Councillor Niamh Kennedy told members that posters are becoming a major issue and rules need to be enforced. Concern was expressed by Councillor Paul Canning that passing this motion would impact on local businesses, and he asked that the issue be referred for discussion at policy committee level. Councillor Kennedy agrees that's the way to go.
The motion meant that I wanted the three directorates to come together between environment, roads and planning to discuss this as a collective to ensure that we have the best possible outcome for everyone. And I do have to say that I particularly commend the likes of Glenties, Mallon, Arnmore Island, all of them that will say we do not want posters, we do not want anything in the centres of our towns, because it brings about a cheapness to an area, that especially where people are so proud of their towns and they want them to be kept pristine.
You also want joined up thinking at council level because, as you said, three directorates involved, and sometimes it seems each of the three directorates has its own focus, has its own priority, and they're not all necessarily pulling in the same direction.
Correct, exactly. And I mean, even again, these can be road safety issues, it can be mobility issues. You could have signage, as I say, on footpaths where people have wheelchairs or buggies and are trying to walk around them. The sandwich boards, now they're advertising, and most times they are for businesses. So we have to look at that, and maybe that they could be taken off the footpaths and put on the side of the building. Again, that's going to take planning permission. So we're going to have to discuss that with the planning section. Then there are areas that are really, really beautiful areas, very, very scenic, and there would be signs for B&Bs and advertisement on them. But then more and more signs comes up, and it actually distorts the whole view, the whole picture, the nice area that it is. So we have to look at it, I suppose, from a very broad range, from tourism point of view as well. And again, yeah, definitely a joined up thinking is really needed.
A Donegal deputy has slammed recent costly Irish mackerel quotas over its potential effect on Northwest fishing industry. The final signing of the total allowable catch agreement for mackerel is to take place in Bergen this week. Total loss of revenue from the quota cut is estimated to cost fishermen here in the region of €20 million in 2019. Las Concorla deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has said the cuts will send shockwaves throughout the country.
The fact of the matter is, at the meeting in London last week, they decided on this quota, and it looks as if we will have to live with it this year. And it means almost 20 million that will not be coming into the Killybegs, Donegal area. The boat owners suffer, the crew suffers, the factory owners and the labour force in the factories. And of course, there's all the other services that benefit from this.
We do know that the initial proposal was to cut the quota by 60%. This is definitely not as bad as that, but do you envisage maybe next year that this quota could be reduced again?
Well, it could well be, but I believe that all of the countries will be pressurising the Irish Council for the Exploration of the Sea to adopt what we believe is a more realistic methodology to access quotas, that they always err on the safe side, and of course they've made mistakes in the past, and we believe they've made a mistake this time.
And Irish Water, working in partnership with Donegal County Council, is to carry out essential water network improvement works in Fendiglass Mumeen beginning this Wednesday. The works will involve the replacement of approximately 1,330 metres of problematic water mains with high-density plastic pipes. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The section of works will take place about 5 kilometres from Lifford. It will include laying 1,330 metres of new water mains together with new service connections to customers' property boundaries and connecting it to the customer's water supply. The work is to be carried out on behalf of Irish Water by Farns Construction Limited and is expected to be completed by the end of January. Areas of work will be limited to short sections to minimise impact on customers. The work may involve some short-term water shutoffs, and the project team will ensure that customers are given a minimum of 48 hours notice prior to any planned water shutoffs. Traffic management may be in place, and there may be local diversions also in place for the duration of the works.
For weather now, isolated showers will affect some areas today, but it will be generally dry with some sunny spells. Winds will freshen this evening, becoming strong tonight, and rain will spread throughout overnight with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there's been widespread condemnation following an arson attack on the Castlemar Hotel in Moville. The reception area of the hotel, which is to be used to accommodate 100 asylum seekers next month, was badly affected by the fire in the early hours of yesterday morning. Donegal County Council's draft capital programme was extensively debated today, with members from all municipal districts outlining projects and priorities which they do not believe are being sufficiently prioritised. Planned expenditure over the next 3 years is almost €418 million. There are further calls on management at Letterkenny University Hospital to provide more clarity over car parking charges. It comes as a new report recommends that car parking charges nationwide be capped at €10 per day. And police in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following the murder of a man in the city over the weekend. A 35-year-old woman and a 51-year-old man were arrested in connection with the murder after the body of a young man was found in an alleyway on Craigan Street at around 2:45 yesterday morning. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, November the 26th. The death has taken place of Ethna Fisher, named McLaughlin, 4 Aberfoy Crescent, Derry. Funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church at Pennyburn. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. House private please between 10:30 p.m. and 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Josie Heron, late of Ardlahan Clohan. Her remains are reposing at the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn. Wake in the oratory in the church from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock today, with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. The death has taken place of Michael Brennan, Gaddy Duff, Clonmany. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his mother Katie Brennan's residence, Market Square, Clonmany. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and family only on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Peggy McGarrigle, Nae McGrath, 12 Lambton Court, Strabane, and formerly of Drummond Court. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there this evening at 7:20, going to St Mary's Church, Melmount, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Liam McConnellogue, Corn na Gaillimh Convoy. Remains are reposing at his late residence from 5 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the old cemetery convoy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Mary's Church Convoy, care of any family member.